and you're listening to Let's Talk Real Talk. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Woo! Welcome back to another week
of Let's Talk Real Talk.
Well, yeah, but they already have. We already have that
intro.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot.
We're good. So we missed a week, but that is fine. We're not recording this one, even though we still have to post the last one, but that's because some of us got up went to bed at 6 a.m. and just not feeling the presence of looking like poo on YouTube.
That rhymes.
But, so guys, what we talking about here today?
Oh, not Courtney, what are we talking about today?
Ooh, can I say?
Sure, Jenna. Go for it.
Relationships in college.
Yes. So, maybe like a month ago, as you all know who've been our decent active listeners, like, you know, thank you guys for listening for so long. But me and Jenna used to talk about, like, topics relating college, and this one just kind of came up just because,
Courtney's not a single woman anymore.
Woohoo! Ooh, yeah.
Well, I'm single, but...
not a single Pringle anymore. In a relationship, it just made me think... I was talking about other things with friends, and it's just one of those... You kind of sit there back and... You know, at the time when you're in college, you're like, man, I really want a relationship, and it's just like, now looking back, I'm like... I am so glad I did not date a boy in college, because that would have either messed up, like, all the stuff I got involved with and stuff, so we just wanted to talk about that, because we got a mix here. Jenna, did you, you want to tell, spill, like,
I
have you...
I first.
Okay, well, do you want me to go
to
the cabin?
First.
About what?
Well, like, talk about your experience, because you're still in college, you're almost done, you've actually done the opposite, where you've dated people within college. Like, how was your experience with that? Like, not saying, like, you know, is your relationship bad or anything? Not like that, but, like,
worst decision ever.
But, like, explain, like, how has that worked? Like, has it made hard, like, balancing your love life while studying and, like, the hours and, like, you know, has it been crazy or, like, is it just easy ride, no big deal? Spill all your tea on that.
It's had challenges, like with nursing school, definitely, like studying and those long hours of clinical and stuff, I think can make it hard, but like, it's just learning to like work around it and balance like school and work and having time for your significant other, so.
Do you ever find, is there ever hard times, like, since you're balancing, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to pick on you, it's just, you're the only one who's basically been in, like, a long relationship while in college, because we're just, like, me and Jenna, like, eh. But,
I was gonna say, you're the longest relationship you've had.
Yeah,
three.
Do you ever find it hard, like, while you're balancing school and, like, working with them, do you ever feel like sometimes you have a hard time, like, making time for yourself, or I guess, like, I don't want to say your alone time, but, like, you know, time where you can relax and just do your own thing instead of either having to be with your boyfriend or, like, have to study all the time, prepare for nursing, or...
Yeah, there's definitely not much of that during school, but, like, right now with the summer and the way that I work with my externship, I definitely get more days off and time to myself while he's at work and I'm at home. But, yep, during school, not much alone time. Because... Now it's going to be in person, so it's definitely going to be a lot more.
Oh, yeah, was it weird during COVID? Like, were you able to be around him more, I guess, since you were sitting
kind
on the computer?
Kind of, I guess, but it was more like what the schedule that he works throughout the day, so. Mm. But just being home more, so now I'll have to, like, drive to school and be at school longer all day and stuff, so.
Study in the library. Yeah. Hours. Ooh.
I don't know. I studied at home this past semester and did pretty good on one, like, nursing-wise for that class. Of course, it could have been maybe the content or the teacher, but hopefully it'll be the same go-around and I can do it, but definitely going to the library helps because having a dog and when he's home playing video games or on TV
yeah.
in a one-bedroom apartment, there is no quiet.
Yeah, guys, Catherine also has a dog. Her and her boyfriend...
Har har.
You guys...
Baby har har.
Yeah, how... Harley's a year now, right?
Mm-hmm. She's okay. Turning a year in May.
I was about to say, how is... I mean, that's a little bit off topic when it comes to relationships, but, I mean, that is another challenge you had to deal with school and stuff, mm-hmm. watching a dog, too, while balancing a relationship.
Yeah. When we first got her that semester, I was off, and I just worked, so it was a lot easier. And then the second semester, after Christmas, yeah. And then that was online because of COVID, so.
Mm. So once you go back, where is she going to go?
She'll just stay home in the cage. I mean, I won't be gone for long. It'll be, like, the time she stays in the cage now, like, if we both went to work for, like, 8 or 9 hours a day, but.
Oh, that's okay.
So I got to stay home with her. So she got used to having somebody at home with her, but, I mean, she's, when we first brought her home and put her in the crate, she cried once, mm-hmm. and that was it.
Does that ever irritate you and your boyfriend kind of being like, no, you gotta take care of the dog today, or you go do this, like, I don't have the time for it.
No, but, I mean, kind of, it only irritates me because she can't walk down the stairs still, so we can carry her down, so that just...
Because she got spayed.
Well...
That, and also, the stairs are open.
She wouldn't walk down before she even got spayed.
Oh, okay.
So, like, carrying her, like, she could still walk down even if she was spayed right now, but she chooses not to because she gets
like,
carried,
nah.
so...
Mm.
So she sees the opening spaces.
Yeah. Which you think going up would be worse, but apparently going down is what's bad.
I get that. My dog's still afraid of our stairs, but I'm glad he is, because he does not need to go downstairs. But, yeah, that's off topic a little bit. So,
now
Jenna, your turn. So, okay, explain a little bit, like, because you've done both. You've been in a relationship, and then you've also been out of a relationship. Explain, I guess, maybe... Like, sorry, like, talk about, like, if you can, you know, what's your experience with having a boyfriend in college, if it was, like, too much, or if it was, like, easy to handle, and then, like, do you like being single in college more than being taken?
Okay, so, very first question, I was in my relationship for a year and a half.
Pretty long.
Pretty long, yes.
Yeah.
It got pretty serious, and I started dating them after a week knowing them, which is,
mm-hmm.
could be bad, could be good. I don't look at it as a bad thing, I don't look at it as a good thing either.
I mean, everybody has their own pace.
That's what I'm saying. And, yeah, we dated for a year and a half, so, like, yeah, take what you want, but. And, with that, it was my freshman year, because I went away in my freshman year of college, as I said in the previous episode. Or two. I don't know which one we said then, but
mm-hmm.
I would say it definitely had its struggles at times, but other than that, there were some good times. I don't think I regret it, but at times there was some regret, I guess.
Like,
because you had to prioritize a relationship, college, and for me, I was also doing a sport in college. And so was he. So we, like, it was very, kind of similar, but not at the same time, of, like, our own thing. And you would think, oh, like, if you guys are both in sports, like, you guys will be fine, like, everything, like, your schedules will match up. Well, they did, but at the same time, they didn't because of courses. Like, we took different courses.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I was in class, he wasn't in class. Or whenever I was in or he was in class, I wasn't. And then we'd go from practice from 4 to 7. And then, of course, we needed to do homework. And then at night, we could have seen each other. And we went to the same college, so it wasn't that bad. But
yeah, that makes it easier.
Yeah, but it still made it difficult because... You still have that school aspect in there.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's a question, though. Since you all went to the same college and you were near each other all the time, did it ever get, like, old or annoying that you all could see each other quite a lot?
Yes. That was really too quick.
She was like, oh, yeah.
Well, I would say so because my ex and I were, our personalities were and still are very different. We have... similar.
Do you mean like extrovert and introvert kind of way? Okay.
Like, if you know me, I'm a person that if they go out, they will talk to literally anybody.
Which you do.
See, if I see somebody, I'll talk to them. I'll say hi and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And my ex did not like that at all. And I was like, why do you not like that? Like, you don't need to be. And he's like, I just don't. Like, you, like, talk way too much or whatever. It's like, what the heck? Like, you don't have a say of what I can and can't do. Mm-hmm. So at times, like, it did get me frustrated because, like, we were hanging out. And I'm like, okay, like, hey, like, can I go? Like, I'm going to go hang out with this person. And they're like, you just hung out with that person, like, a day ago. I'm like, can I not hang out with the people that I like? Mm-hmm. Like, I care for, like, my friends? Mm-hmm. And, like, I had so many scenarios of that when I was in college because my friends would have, like, a rough day or something. And I would go over to their place after practice for a couple hours, and he would be like, where, like, what are you doing? Like, where are you? And I'm like, I don't have to spend 24/7 with you. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm at college with you. But after my freshman year of college, I came home and we started doing the distance, and that's where it got rough, just because we weren't seeing each other every day. And we were doing a 2.5 hour long distance, mm-hmm. which you may, the audience, you may not, you may seem like that's not distance because you're not like 5 hours away plus whatever. But if you think about it, it's still a lot because he was, of course, playing a sport. So I'd only see him during the weekends if possible. So.
Hey, I mean, I gotta give you props for you all. I mean, my relationship, I mean, it's only like maybe an hour and a little bit, like a half, you know, away. And it's still, I mean, it's pretty new, but it still kind of sucks, though, because you only have the weekends to see them. So it's like, if you're busy on the weekends and you're like, oh, another weekend, can't see you. Or, mm-hmm. So I do think, I agree with you. I don't think it matters if it's 5 hours or something. If there is distance, it does kind of suck,
yeah. though. And, like, for me, I love communication. Like, especially on FaceTime. Mm-hmm. And, like, my friends know this. Like, I will FaceTime you. I will not text you that much. I will FaceTime you to get an answer. And the thing is, like, he was not a person that was, like, willy-nilly with that. Mm-hmm. He would rather spend, of course, when we did the long distance, spend time with his friends and just, like, be like, oh, I'll call you, and, like, when I get home. But the time that he gets home, I'll be, like, just now falling asleep. And I'm like, can't just wake me up from my sleep. My sleep is my sleep.
Yeah.
So, like, there was times that got very frustrated, especially with a relationship in college, because you had to prioritize that school, that extracurriculars, and a relationship. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, like, I first thought it was going to be, like, a supportive backbone, I guess, mm-hmm. people say. And he did become one of those, but at times it got a little too much because I was like, I need my own, like, time to, like, deal with myself and all that. Mm-hmm. And with a year and a half, you would think, like, he would know that, and he did know that, but at sometimes, like, he, like, would put it too much, I guess, too far, mm-hmm. and I'm like, no, get away.
So, with that, are you happy now that you're single in college, or do you kind of wish that you were able to find someone right now and be in a relationship?
I think I'm happy right now that I'm single, because mm-hmm. I am living a good life.
Do you think it's helped you being able to get more, like, not just involved, confidence? but being able to do more with your college or meet new people?
I think so, because I get those Snapchat flashbacks or memories, mm-hmm. and a lot of my days were with him, and I could have done other stuff mm-hmm. when I was in college, but, like, I didn't think of that because I was happy and in that comfortable stage, mm-hmm. like, when I was in that relationship. But now that I'm out of that relationship, I'm like, oh, wow, like, I didn't do that much, actually, my freshman year. Mm-hmm. I did, but I didn't do much. And a lot of my memories contained him. So, like, I am glad that I'm single, because now that I can, like, do stuff that I like, and that, like, not say F it, but, like, what is it?
Free spirit.
Yeah, free spirit.
Yeah, you do you, boo.
Like, yeah. The other day, this movie, TMI, but I went to play, and it's a drag queen
It's in Louisville.
Yes. And I went with three of my friends, and I had one of the best times I've had in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think if I was in a relationship...
To be able to do that,
because they would have been like, oh my gosh, like, you need to be home at this time, like, where are you, like, are you doing, like, are you safe, like, all these questions. I'm like, I'm fine, I'm happy, like, in the moment, like, I didn't even, like, I was, like, smiling head to head, like, ear to ear.
Well, you said it weirdly, so
like, Well, I said accidentally teeth to teeth, but...
Okay.
And then I said ear to ear. But I, like, had a great time. And, like, yeah, I don't think I would have been this happy if I were in a relationship with this, like, my ex or another person.
Mm-hmm.
Because they would have, like, been intruding on my happiness and, like, my friend time.
Yeah.
So,
Catherine, let me ask you this. We know you love your boyfriend, you know, you're in a relationship, but... If you had the chance, or, like, I guess, not regret, like, would you have wished to find your boyfriend after you got out of college, or are you still happy that you all found each other while you're still in school? Like, do you wish you could still, like, do more, like, I guess, free things, or are you just like, no, I like the experience that I've already had with being in a relationship while in college?
I mean, I guess there is some things, maybe, but of course... Technically, I would have already been graduated by now.
Yeah.
And I guess I found it, like, later on in college, because in freshman and sophomore year, I got to do a lot. Like, go out and, like, party and have the wild
face. The wild face.
Because now I definitely like to hang out, but also, like, could go to bed at 9 o'clock every night.
Grandma's sleep schedule.
I'm definitely a day shift person. Not a... If I ever had to do a night shift, I don't know what I would do. Mm-hmm. A rude awakening. I'm trying to think. So, yeah, I kind of wish I already had my career, like, I was graduating now, because I feel like it would make things easier, because having to have another year of nursing school, which will probably be, like, my hardest year, because mm-hmm. just looking at the classes that I have to take this semester, like, are going to be hard, since I only have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday available, kind of. To work, and I have my side of bills, so I feel like it's just gonna be really difficult.
He's gonna step up.
Yeah, which to give you, I guess, context clues, while we said she has a dog with him, they also live in an apartment together, so you guys live with each other and share most mm-hmm. things, so.
Yeah, it's just, I don't mind it, because last semester it was fine, but I think it was just an easier semester, because I only have one nursing class, now I have two.
Mm-hmm.
The other two classes shouldn't be bad. They're, like, extra, or, like,
curricular?
Yeah, like, they were...
Like, fun elective kind of things?
Kind of.
Or, like, core?
We're, like, required to take them, but, like,
right.
they're not as hard as classes.
Mm-hmm.
So, hopefully, it'll go a lot better, but I have two clinicals instead of one, so two of my days will be filled with, like, 11-hour clinicals, so I just...
Oh, gosh.
I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Because I, like, want to stay at where I am and working, but also maybe I should go back and maybe serve or do something that's more flexible just for the last year. Because I don't know.
That's crazy. Yeah, so...
Don't become an adult. Got to pay all his bills. Don't recommend
just
it.
Just teach everybody, don't grow up. Just stay 10 years old. No, yeah, you guys definitely had quite different experience than what I had, so... With my experience, I was more of the single Pringle, woo, living it up. I mean, my freshman year, like, you know how they say freshman year, you know, you get all the party and everything out of you? That's basically what I did. Like, my friends, none of us had a car besides one, so almost every weekend they're like, let's go to a party, and, you know, I'm like, yeah. I mean, I met a few guys, like, didn't, you know, get into any relationships here or there, didn't, you know, do anything. Like, no, like, hookups like that with them, but... It was, you know, it was one of those that, you know, didn't really care about boys or, well, kind of did. I was like, boys are cute. I was like, I want to find somebody. But then by my sophomore year, and this is where, I guess, I have a different, not an argument, but I guess a different view of, like, boys and, like, how they kind of waste a little bit of your time in college just because I had a bad experience. But, had a guy friend, and we weren't dating, but we were really close, and it's one of those, I liked him, he kind of liked me, but it kind of more led me on, realized didn't want a relationship or commit to anything, but everything we did with each other is as if we were almost dating. We go to the movies, pay for each other's tickets and food, hung out, like, every single day with each other, and it's, like, one of those, I stopped doing the things I loved, like, I was a sophomore, he was a freshman. I tried to get him to running, tried to get him, like, involved in some things. So I was like, here, you can try some things I'm involved in, you know, if that's fun. And then the more I hung out and played games, like, they would just be like, oh, don't go to practice. Stay here, just hang out. And I was just like, yeah, you're right. I don't care about practice. I don't care about hanging out with those people. And I started giving in. And so I started not doing the things I liked. Mm. Plus, they'd always be like, let's go eat out instead of using our meal plans at the night at the dinner dining hall or things like that. And it's just like, I gained weight that year. Like, freshman year, I didn't get the freshman 15. I was a skinny twig. I was running, club running, doing my thing, having fun, and drinking on the weekends, and I was still fine. And then it wasn't until I started hanging out with boy sophomore year, I gained some weight. I, you know, it's just like, ah! So when they were finally out of my life and gone, it's just like, I felt like a whole, like, yeah, of course it's upsetting because, like, someone you spent, like, half your time with. I felt like a whole weight was just lifted from my chest. Because junior year, I, you know, I went on a few first dates. And this is where even the people I was going to date, I could tell were pissed at me and kind of wasted my time. Like, they know about this guy. I'm not saying names or anything. But I met up with this boy and we went on a date. And it was a little cringy. It was all right. I was like, okay, you know what, I'm gonna keep giving him a shot, I'll just keep going with this. And we started Snapchatting, like, a lot, because he had an internship that semester, and so he wasn't really at school, and I had classes, so half of the day, he's playing video games. And for you guys who don't know, I think I might have talked to before, at this time, I was working two jobs for sports, for video-wise, and I had crazy hours, so I would come back home and he'd be like, oh, you know, I'm just playing a video game. Like, he would get mad because I wouldn't want to talk to him a whole lot because I was tired. And, you know, I was getting on some, I was a part of my council for my sorority. I was a VP for my sorority and VP for my council, which if I had a boyfriend, I probably wouldn't have gotten that involved, if I'm being honest. So I was carrying all that stuff, and he was giving me crap because the next day I didn't reply back or something. It wasn't intentional. He's like, oh, look who finally decides to respond back. And I was like, you know what? I don't need this. I could just boop, delete him, and just get him out of my life, which I did, because he also made fun of me with K-pop and would call me a Korea boo because one of my guy friends who is from Korea got me a Korea shot glass in Soju when I turned 21, which I'm like, how does that make me a Korea boo when my friend got that for me as a nice gift? I don't get that.
Boys are so weird. Like, they're so picky with things, and they're like, if I don't like you, or if they don't like you, they can just go, and then girls are like, okay.
Yeah, so it was irritating, because, I mean, definitely went on a few first dates, cringy people, but the reason, this is, I guess, my argument as why, like, this is, just for all you girls out there thinking about being single, wanting to be in a relationship in college, it could be the best thing. I'm just saying this because maybe this might change your all's thoughts, but everybody else has their own view. You know, some people think it's great to have a boyfriend in college or something. If you guys don't know, he's a TikToker. He's kind of big. I think I heard this from him.
Dante!
Dante, is it Brunelli? I'm pretty sure. He talks about stuff like that. I don't know if it was mainly from him, but I've heard it from a lot of other people things, but college is kind of the time to be selfish. I mean, you're going to school, you're figuring out your career, but also in high school, it's like people say high school is the time you find yourself, kind of, but college is when you really, not experiment, like, as in sexually, but, like, in general, you're experimenting who you are. Like, if you're like some of us, we went to a Catholic school all 12 years, so we're finally getting to style ourselves and not having to wear, like, a uniform, you know, for school and things like that. So, like, you're still trying to figure out yourself and, you know, get involved and find all these things, what you like and, you know, what you're into. And I feel like having a boyfriend, it just, it makes it hard because, like, if you don't, if you're still trying to, like, love yourself, and that doesn't mean you can't have insecurities, like, definitely some, everybody has their own insecurities, whether in a relationship or not, but if you don't really love yourself, and you're insecure, or, like, there's things that you're, like, working on that you haven't been able to get over, like, maybe past relationships, and you're just eagerly to get in a new relationship, those aren't gonna fix, and the relationship won't be that good because there's some things that you haven't healed from to be able to get into something new. So it's one of those, it's like, when I was in high school, when I was in college, I kept on thinking, yeah, I'm ready to date. And I'm just like, there was a lot that I had to work on with myself. And I mean, I feel like I'm still working on myself, but it's not as bad as it was back then.
I would say it's definitely increased.
Yeah, and like, I was definitely a different crazy wacko person back then.
You
so
still
like,
are.
Yeah, but like, but like, you know what I mean? Like crazy, crazy. God. So like, I don't know, that's just my kind of argument. So like, and I've also known that, Catherine, do you want to kind of pull up? We were kind of trying to find some statistics, kind of
statistics
with dating
statistics.
In college. My bad, sorry.
Okay, let's see. So, let's see. So it says that 63% of men in college claim that they want to be in a relationship that's traditional rather than uncommitted.
I don't know about that. What do you guys think? I don't
believe
that. I feel
like it's the other way around, but
especially when you get on Tinder or like, well, not, I mean, Bumble kind of, yeah, but then like all of them, they just want to hook up like in college. But girls are like that too, but I definitely feel like there's a lot more men
mm-hmm.
that do it, you know.
Yeah, I don't
but,
believe that one.
Yeah.
And then it says over 66% of long-distance relationship couples break up because they don't plan their future together.
Mm.
I don't know.
I planned a... Well, my ex and I were together for a year and a half, and, like, we planned future, I think, but we, of course, just didn't work out, but...
Right.
Yeah.
But, like, we've definitely planned the future. Like,
mm-hmm.
I think... Wait, did it say not plan the future?
Yeah, they didn't plan their future together.
I'm surprised, because I feel like a lot of people do.
Yeah,
because,
I don't know
like,
the statistic either.
Well, what was the other one? I thought there was something about people breaking up and getting back together.
Mm.
Or is that not one? Because I have some statistics, but...
Yeah, one. It says that 65% of U.S. college students have broken up and then gotten back together.
Okay. And then I found some, like I said, we don't know how accurate... I don't know if you guys heard that. How accurate... This is, man, I had the hiccups.
Mm.
My bad. Stop. Don't do that.
Oh, punching now.
No,
scare
she's scaring
her,
me, man. She's not scaring me. But there's this one thing. I had the hiccups. 25% of college seniors are virgins, which is kind of, I don't know. I kind of expected that number to be a little bit higher. I don't know if you all think about that. 32% of college relationships are long distance. By senior year, 72% of students have hooked up. And then 1/3 of college seniors have been on fewer than 2 dates. I don't know.
I've only been on 1 date.
What? Oh.
I've only been on 1.
For what?
A date.
In college.
I've only been
on
1 date.
Because then it turned into a relationship for...
No. When my ex never even took me on, an official date before dating. We never really went on one during dating, too. Like, I call a date, literally text me, hey, let's go to dinner at 8 o'clock, be ready, like, get dressed up, I'll pick you up, and then we go home. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. Never. And then I finally got asked one because somebody was shocked that I've never been on a date. And I was like, yeah, I've never been on a date. And guess what? That person turned into an a-hole.
Oh. Well, the whole general of the...
Sorry.
...of these statistics were just to kind of see, like, a little bit vaguely of, like, how many relationships kind of, like... Well, we didn't really find any that, like, last. But, like, we're trying to find, like, to see... how many couples in general, like, actually break up in college, because the reason why I also don't But like I said, you know, you got your all's, I'll ask you, your all opinions are different than mine. Everybody has different views. It depends. But all the people I know around me who were in like 5+ year relationships, they all broke up within college or like right after college. So it's like, you know, what is it that doesn't make it work? Like, I don't know, because I, there's somebody I knew that they were together for 5 years, high school sweethearts, and then because of college and realizing that their paths, like you said, didn't plan, like, their path together, but, like, kind of did, but they didn't realize as soon as, like, one gets out of college that they'd be, like, on different paths, and, like, they just broke up because they're no longer, like, were compatible with each other, or, like, I don't know. So, I don't know, what are your all thoughts? Like, first of all, we've talked about before, I don't really agree with the whole hookup culture. I mean, if you want to be a, if you want to have a hot girl summer, you do you, or, well, I mean, not hot girl summer, but, like, a hot girl summer version in college, you do you, or, like, guy-wise, you know, but, like, I don't know, I don't encourage the whole just go hook up with someone one night and stuff, especially when we found, like, a lot of, we didn't talk about them, but, statistics on, like, STDs with, like, students in college and everything like that, but, like, I just feel like, in some aspects, dating college, while a lot can be good for some people, and, like, they stay with each other, but I feel like a lot of it is kind of pointless. Or a waste of time, if that makes sense. What are your all's thoughts? Like, would you encourage somebody, like, yes, go for it, or, like, no, just focus more on yourself, mentally and physically?
I guess.
Like, be selfish, you know, because it's your time in college, or...
Yeah, I guess if, you know, it's, like, meant to be, I don't know, I guess you can't really predict things. Like, you get in a relationship, and it ends up for some people to be, like, that's who they marry, but then other people... It's just, I don't know. It just depends, I guess, where you're at in your life and
yeah,
how you feel about it.
Thoughts?
No?
No thoughts on advice on if people should date or in college or just focus on themselves?
I say
or?
Do whatever you want to do.
Damn right, Jenna.
Woo! You do you, boo.
I don't know. Like, you have to know if it's right.
I was gonna say, if you want to be a person that just fools around, go for it. No one is stopping you. Actually, maybe your parents.
Everybody has those wild phases.
Yeah, I mean, we all have our wild phases. But I guess maybe instead of recommending, not recommending, but like advice on a date or not, in general. Sorry, I hate it because this microphone tracks everything. In general, what I want to say is, like, even if you're in a relationship in college, this would be a little bit helpful. Don't feel like you should be required to stay with them just because you stay with them so long. You know what I mean? Like, if you're changing and becoming a different person in college, you might outgrow that person. So don't be afraid to, like, rather it might suck or, like, but if you're basically falling out of love or something, like, you know, don't feel like you gotta stay with them. If that makes any sense.
Yes, it does. Because I always feel like whenever I feel too comfortable, I guess, or comfortable, like, you're in that comfortable stage. Like, you're in that honeymoon stage. Like, you can't go past that. You can't go forward. You can't go back. Like, you can't, like, what am I trying to say?
I was going to say, I thought people get through the honeymoon phase where they start arguing at each other
yeah.
in a relationship.
So I know some people that get too comfortable with each other and they just stay at one pace
yeah.
for the whole entire time and they don't know how to deal with the person when arguments happen or when something, like, serious happens.
Mm.
And, like, and it sucks because it's like, you can move, you can leave, like, get out. But they're just too comfortable with where
yeah.
they are.
Or, like,
and they
feel
don't
like they're tied down.
Yeah. And they don't, like, what I told you a couple weeks ago, I didn't see, like, the flaws when I was in the relationship or in, like, a friendship or whatever until I'm out of it. And I'm like, whoa.
I agree. I didn't realize how I was wasting my life until I stopped hanging out with that friend and realized they're a negative influence
exactly.
on my life.
Like, you're too comfortable. Until you back down and you're like, okay, I actually need to take a break from you and see where I stand on this friendship, actually, or relationship for even. And then you look at it and it's like, whoa, like, I'm actually happier or I'm I can't live my life without them.
Yeah.
And I guess... I have, like, a quote. Sorry. Oh, I keep interrupting you. But I have a quote on my phone.
I mean, I'm also interrupting you accidentally, too, so...
I'm joking.
Yeah.
Well, if you guys have heard of Sprinkle of Jesus, I have it on my phone, and it says, a break from someone will either make you realize how much you truly care about them or how much peace you have without them. And I praise to that.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Hey, but like this isn't really a saying, but honestly, if there's no rock on your finger, you can leave anytime and no longer working with you.
Oh my god, I was like, what rock?
Like, you know.
No, I know what you mean now.
If he didn't put a ring on it, you can leave. You can leave if it's getting any uncomfortable or, you know, don't think it's the right thing. You can leave anytime. You are not, there's no ring on your finger. You're good to go.
You said rock and I was like, what the heck?
Some people call it a rock. I don't know.
But it was so funny because I was like, what the heck?
I don't know. So that's our little spill. That was probably the last topic ever with college. Well, I mean, unless because Catherine and Jen are still in college and they have stuff that comes up. No, that's not bad. But like, definitely. I want to talk to you all soon. I got some, not this episode, but like juicy stuff about talking about applying for jobs and crazy interviews. Yes. Those are wild. But yeah, you know. This was a decent time, and hey, maybe in the future.
I have one more thing
yeah.
to say. Also, we have made an Instagram page, and it's called let's_talk_real_talk. So if you want, follow it, give it a follow. Because we're going to start posting a little bit about...
updates and everything.
Updates, who we are, and introductions.
Takeovers.
So just follow us if you want to keep updated when we post and who we are and what we do, like, in our free time besides our podcast.
Yeah. And what I was going to say, I wasn't, like, trying to, like, cut off, like, my podcast, but it would be fun, maybe, down the road if we were able to get... some of our boyfriends on here and do like a fun, what are those, like tag things?
A boyfriend tag.
Or like something like hound them with questions or something funny.
What are guys afraid to ask girls?
Yeah, I guess that too.
Bring Twitter and ask.
Yeah, you know, we could, you guys have not met, but you've heard Dalton on the podcast before. We could bring him back on here, because Jenna and him are, like, tied to the hip. They're not dating, they're just friends, but I swear, they act like an old married couple. It's kind of weird.
Twin will probably listen to this anyways.
Yeah, he will.
Oh, sorry, I call him Twin, too, so,
but,
let me say Twin.
But yeah, that'll be fun. No, we do have... well, we actually have to talk to these people, see if it works, but the goal, it would be nice to bring some of our other friends in on some of our episodes and have, specific talks with them related to things that they're into, that they know more than maybe than we don't, and just have conversations with them. So we're going to try to get more guests, working on it, but yes, go follow our Instagram, because...
let's_talk_real_talk.
Yeah. Because we're going to be posting on that and more about ourselves. So.
We are.
So, yeah. Any final words of wisdom or anything before I cut it out? Say goodbye.
Do whatever you want to do, boo.
And to live your life.
Woo! To the fullest.